and will dispatch a team to investigate this at once. Please, keep this matter between those who need to know. I would rather not worry Her Excellency with small matters like this. Oh, is that you, traveler? What brings you here today? I did not expect to see you so soon. Not that I'm complaining about it. You're always welcome here. Has something happened? Just here to visit. I see. No, of course not. Well, actually, I admit I was about to head out with my two soldiers here to observe some new recruits in the training grounds, but I would never turn you down. The hero who was instrumental in helping us end the Vision Hunt decree. Besides, Her Excellency always emphasized that a good training regimen included ample time for rest and unwinding as well. Soldiers, can you wait outside a moment to give the traveler and I some privacy? I appreciate it. Now, what can I help you with today? I know usually when you come by there's something you need or are looking for. Not that I mind this at all. No, all of Watatsumi Island is in your debt for all that you have done for us and the people of Inazuma. I mean, without you, who knows where we would be right now? The war would still be ongoing, or even worse. I know, I don't mean to mention it every time, it's just, I feel like I still haven't been able to thank you properly. Not just for helping us as a people, but for me personally too. You've been a wonderful ally, a friend, and more. Of course, I consider them my friends as well. I make every effort to make sure I get to bond with and build camaraderie with all of my soldiers. Ranks don't matter there. If we are to fight together, then we should get along well together. In fact, many soldiers have confided in me about their own issues, but for me, there's just some things I feel I shouldn't burden my troops with. As a general, I need to be a banner that leads with confidence, so spreading my own worries would not be good for anyone. It would only hurt the morale overall. But, and yet, with you, everything has always come so easily. It feels so natural to pour my own issues onto you. It feels safe to be open with you. I'm sorry if it's too much sometimes. But I'm grateful that you've been here for me all this time. Just listening to me pour my heart out sometimes, when I feel like there's no one else I can turn to. You were just always there since the day you showed up. Whether it's my own self-doubt as a leader, or even that time I was worried about how my tail was feeling drier than usual. I guess the fact that you are not a part of the resistance in the traditional sense helps, but I would be lying if I said that was the only factor. Well, I just mean that I feel so warm and excited to see you and talk to you every single time. And even hearing stories of your travels and adventures. Sometimes, it just makes me wish I could travel with you, together. But I know I can't do that. A good general wouldn't leave his own troops behind like that, right, traveler? What? Don't call me that. Come on. I thought you, of all people, wouldn't tease me like that. Especially in a time like this, when I'm being so open and honest with you. You know what you did, being referred to as a good boy. I said it's not something a good general would do, not a good boy. That's even worse than being called Top Dog Goro. What? No, not you too. Do not call me that, please. Because I am still a general, despite how I may look, how small I am, and how I don't really measure up to everyone else physically. I already feel like it's hard enough to command respect with how I look. With how different I look compared to those who I lead. You? What? You respect me? Thank you, traveler. What have I been doing? You came all this way to see me because you wanted to talk, and I ended up talking about myself. Again. I'm sorry. This always happens, doesn't it? Please, what did you want to talk about? And again, if there's anything I can do for you, please, let me know, and I'll do the best that I can to honor that request. You were actually here for something? Of course. What do you need? Anything at all. Just tell me what it is, and I promise on my title as general, I will do my best to get whatever it is you need. Traveler, what are you? Hey, what are you doing? Not you too. Come on. Now, I thought you had a real re I thought you had a serious request, but you just wanted to rub my ears, just like everyone else. Well, if you're looking for good luck, then fine. But you should have at least warned me before you started touching my ears and rubbing them. By the way, I don't know who put you up to this, but I'm not even sure if it works. Some of the soldiers started this rumor, but I don't even understand how this all started in the first place. Traveler? You. What? You weren't rubbing my ears for good luck? Then, why? Why would you? Traveler, I. feels. I see. I think I understand. Yes. I think so. Am I what? Or rather, am I who you wanted? I see. No, I liked it a lot. Well, I liked it. Okay? Well, I did. I really like doing that with you, Traveler. I've never done it before, and well, when you put me on the spot like that, I didn't want to go overboard with my response, so. No, I did like it a lot. It wasn't just a little bit. Is that surprising? Being honest, I've actually had these feelings for you for a long time. Not that I knew what it was at first. It took me a long time to realize it. Hey, don't make fun of me. It's just that, look, a lot of my life has been focused on training, fighting, and war, and most recently, the Vision Hunt Decree. I haven't really had the time to even think about these types of things, about other people, in that way, at all. And so, at first, I thought it was just admiration I felt for you because of just how amazing you are as a person. How you threw yourself out into the front lines for us. And how skilled you are in combat. And how much you did for all of us. But then I realized that wasn't all of it. I wanted more from you, and you know, the other stuff, and yet I knew it would have been greedy of me to ask more of you, especially after everything, so I was okay to just be around you, but now, with what we just, did. And if this is something you want, then I want to make you happy, too. I want to... If it's something I can do for you, of course, I'm getting a little flustered. It's hard not to be right now. I just, Traveler, that's, what are you doing? Traveler, pushing me down to the floor like this all of a sudden. My soldiers might hear that, and I... Where's your hand going? It's sliding up my shirt. I... so hard for my mind to form thoughts, to form sentences. I feel really warm and just the words are kind of escaping me, but if I try really hard, then I can. Oh, traveler, if this is something you want, then I'll. Not this again. Come on, that's not fair. I. Soothing. Soothing in a way. When you gently massage my ears, just right there. Traveler, it's. I feel so hot. My body feels like it's going to overheat from this. Why are you slipping under and pulling my shirt up? I guess that's one way to cool off. Yeah. What if my soldiers, what if they come back in? I should probably get up and This isn't fair of you, holding me down like this. I can't move. I. Traveler, please. I feel so tight down there, and now your hands are slipping under the gap in my pants. Where's your hand going? That's wait, no, that's my you're touching there. I make me feel good. What are you planning on doing, traveler? You're doing that through my yeah, it feels really good, but it sounds sounds are so embarrassing. Having your hand there, my head is. Don't you think we should I? If you keep doing that, the sounds. Trying to keep quiet. These walls are really thin, you know. Imagine if someone came in and saw their general brought down, being so weak like this right now. Wait, don't grab my hand. What are you gonna do? You're gonna make me feel even better? So that I won't be able to even control my sounds? Are you serious? No, what could you possibly even do? What more could you do? Wait, hang on. Those are my... Don't pull them off. What are you planning to do? I don't know. Tell me what you're gonna... Yeah, it felt really good. It feels so warm inside of you and wet. I've never felt this down there, and I. What are you talking about? You're gonna do more? Wait, hold on. I don't think I can. I didn't know I could feel so good and feeling inside. Hold on. Wait, don't. If you keep if you, someone if you keep doing that, they'll definitely hear. Someone will definitely hear us. One of my soldiers will definitely come in here. They're gonna see us like this. Body feels like it's completely overheating. Everything feels so hot in the room. I don't. Traveler, please, please, please keep going. I don't want you to stop. Beg for it. Why? What? Why should I? You'll make it feel even better. If you keep, then please, please keep. I want it. Please give it to me. Please keep going. Louder. Please, please. Faster. Faster, child. Please keep going. I don't know. I don't care what happens. I don't care what happens now. I just, my head, all I can think about, all I want right now, all I feel right now is my body. Every part of it is going crazy for you. So please, I don't care. My soldiers, keep going. Say it. What do you want me to say? Yes, I'll be a good boy. I'll be a good boy. Fuck me more, please. Fuck, please, Traveler. Fuck, I'm a good boy. I'm gonna come soon. Please. I'm gonna come. I don't wanna come with you. Fuck. I wanna come. I wanna go. Traveler. Fuck. Fuck. Coming. Coming. Traveler, please don't leave. Not yet. Not yet, at least. Please just stay with me. What are you? Seriously? Really? You have to do that right now? You really want to pet me after that?